What's great about Radio Row and what's great about the Super Bowl is you can go from a guy like Mike Florio to a guy who, I don't know, what has Mark Schlereth done in his life? Let's see, he's won 3 Super Bowls. That's
might be a thing.
That's okay, I guess. I mean, a little much. You know, 1, 2. Guy goes with 3.
We'll save some for someone else, maybe.
He's just a badass. I mean,
isn't 3 enough?
He's just a badass.
I don't know. We can ask him, is 3 enough, or would you have settled for more?
Yeah.
Oh, well, if you're going to give me more, I would certainly take more. There's no question about that. But, yeah, I guess, you know, 3 is better than 2, right?
In your illustrious both sporting and media career, do you have any idea, if I were to ask you the over-under, on how many times you've been asked to explain how you got your nickname Stink? A couple hundred?
Yeah, at least a couple hundred. Yeah.
Just leave it as a mystery thing for the listener. That'd be kind of funny. We lead into it and then just leave
right,
it.
Right, just leave
we
it.
We just move on.
Just leave it hanging there like a nice stink.
Yeah, just be like, that's one hell of a story. You guys ought to hear it sometime. Moving on. Right? Wouldn't that be great? That would
just
be great.
Don't even address it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You want me to tell it? Because there's really two versions to this. There's the truth, and then there's kind of the legend, if you will.
Sure.
All right. So the truth of the matter is I grew up in Alaska. Mm-hmm. My sister taught in an Eskimo village, and that village was on the Kuskokwim River called Akiachuk, Alaska. She's a school teacher.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And so the first run of salmon during the season, the villagers would dip net the salmon, pull the salmon out, cut off the heads, bury them in a hole, then dig them up weeks later, fermented and rotten, and they would eat them. They call them stinkheads.
Yeah. Okay.
So I got the nickname as a rookie with the Washington Redskins as stinkheads because somebody had heard this stinkhead story.
That's the truth one?
Because that's the truth.
That's not the one that I heard, so
That's fascinating because I watched a whole documentary on that, and it is pretty disgusting.
Right. I mean, if you tried it, you would, one, you'd vomit, two, you'd probably die. You know, whatever you get from eating rotten fish heads, I have no idea. Amoebic dysentery or
can't
something.
Can't be good.
Yeah.
Right? So that's the truth of how I became Stinkhead, and then Stinkhead's much too long of a nickname.
Sure.
Then it became Stinky, and then it was just Stink, you know. Right. And then eventually I'll just be right? Hey, and then it'll be over. But that's the truth.
That's the truth.
The legend is I used to piss my pants when I was playing all the time.
Yes.
And, you know, I was miserable. I mean, I had so many surgeries, and I was miserable playing. I was always miserable, right? Yeah. I never really enjoyed it. And one day, I think it was my second year in the league, we're playing the Browns, and it's a sultry night in the nation's capital, you know, preseason game, and it's fourth quarter, and I'm a young player, so I'm a starter. I started as a rookie.
Sure.
But I'm a young player, and so I am the swing guy, meaning if anybody gets hurt, I'm the guy that has to go in because I'm playing with Bostic and Grimmie and, you know, Raleigh McKenzie and Joe Jacoby. And so first guy up if anybody gets hurt. So it's like early fourth quarter, and I have got a bladder full, right? So we're all sitting on the bench together, and I'm like, hey, man, I got to go. And they're like, well, you know, the game's almost over. And go, no, I'm just going to go. And so they're like, what are you talking about? And I am emptying my bladder. You know, it's draining out of my pants, onto the bench, off the bench.
Sure.
And they're like, dude, you are disgusting. And so I turn around and I look to the crowd and go, look, nobody in here. There's 50-some-odd thousand RFK. Nobody knows I'm taking a leak right now. And I swear to you, I got done to the point where I was finished and I, like, shook it off. You know, I couldn't hold it, but you know how you get we call it piss shivers, right?
Right?
Yes. I gave a little piss shiver. Yes. And as soon as I got done with my, like, third piss shiver, they're like, stink, stink. So-and-so got hurt. So I have to jump up off the bench and, you know, and slosh over to the sideline. And so Stan Humphries is our backup quarterback. And he runs over because the backup center kid got hurt. And literally like, hey, give me some warm-up snaps. So I'm like, all right. So get down over the ball. The quarterback always walks up to you. If you ever watch it,
it's an intimate moment.
He'll tap you. He doesn't put his hands under there, but he taps you on one cheek, like just to let you know. It's like a gentle caress. Like, I'm right over here.
I'm a fan of those.
Right,
yeah,
right. Yeah. So you're just right over here. And he's like, got your cheek cupped, you know, and it's the outside of your cheek. So he's got a good cupping going on there. And he's like, it's going to be gentle. I'm going to be kind. Uh-huh. And then he gets in there, Blue 80, and he puts his hands in, sit up! And as soon as he gets his hands there, I snap the ball. And, I mean, it is just splash. And so he backs away. He's like, oh, my God, he's soaking wet with sweat. Somebody get him a towel. I'm like, hey, that ain't sweat. It's urine.
Lord.
And so then the nickname stuck
yes.
from that standpoint. And I was stink for that point forward.
That's such a great story.
Yeah. And that's actually a true story. But that's how it became kind of this legendary. And everybody thinks it's just because I used to urinate in my pants all the time. But
it's a combination of things.
Right. Yeah. It's a fluid story.
It's a fluid story.
Kind of nice. Moving
yeah.
forward. Right.
You're not peeing right now, are you?
No, I'm trying to get an endorsement deal with Depend, and then I'll never ever have to get up from a show again, which would be incredible when you think about it. I would be the guy.
Wow. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Follow that.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm just.
I win.
I'm wondering. Like, it's not. I don't want to say it's common, but it's not crazy for guys to piss themselves on a football field, is it?
No.
Okay.
No. And I have actually. I mean,
it's not that different from sweat, and if you're just out there busting up in the trenches for 60 right. minutes.
It's not like you normally either. It's not like you normally empty your whole bladder. You know, it's a little squirt here, a little squirt there. Just get you through the day.
Pace yourself.
Right. Yeah, you can pace yourself. So, yeah, normally not. But, yeah, it happens.
Yeah, I mean,
it happens occasionally.
Yeah, because like I mean, you're the guy with the nickname, right? But you hear all kinds of nasty stuff about things that go on in the trenches, and it's just kind of hell in there, like from on all of the senses.
Yeah, it's not a pleasant place for the most part.
It reminds me of our radio studio every morning from friggin' 6 to 9.
We lock the doors and windows on her.
Yeah, basically hotbox me.
Right,
sure.
Well, that happens.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing you can do about that.
The voice you hear is Mark Schlereth joining us from Radio Row in Houston. Mark, one thing that's come up today is the Players Association is planning on making maybe a little bit of a move on marijuana and lessening the NFL stance on that. It seems like a travesty that you've got all these drugs. You know, Sean Salisbury is a good friend of ours, and he'll talk all the time. I don't know if I've ever talked to an ex-football player that hasn't had at some point some sort of battle with painkillers. When you look at the marijuana policy, you look at the painkillers used in the NFL, do you see an imbalance there with their policy?
Well, yeah, absolutely. And I think the other thing is – I mean, what would you rather have? A guy get done with a game and take some painkillers and drink and become violent, or some dude go on his couch and smoke a bowl and eat some Doritos?
Yeah. I mean, that's absolutely.
So for me, I'm like, it happens. It happens all the time. It's part of our society now. There are many states where it's legal. I live in Colorado. I'd like them to legalize it in all the states. So all the damn people that have moved into Colorado and are jamming the place up can go back home. Just go home, people. Weed is legal in your state. So that's how I feel about it. And I'm not a smoker. I mean, I just never have been. And I'm not really a drinker either. And certainly used plenty of painkillers over the course of my career, but never was addicted to it. But, you know, wasn't afraid of the needle. I mean, there are many, many times I shot myself up just to get through a game, and that's part of the deal. But I think it's become more mainstream. It's become something that has always been there. We've turned a blind eye to it. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
What do they used to tell you? Like 6 weeks before you went to camp or 2 months before you went to camp, hey, guys, we're going to test for weed. We're testing on this day. Make sure, you know, when the fireworks go off, you quit smoking so that you can pass the damn test, and then you can smoke as much as you want. So my thing is it's always been kind of a wink, wink, nudge, nudge policy anyhow. Just quit testing for it.
Yeah.
You know what? You don't even have to tell the public. You don't even have to tell the players.
Right.
Yeah. Quit testing for it and let them move forward. It's just become a mainstream part of society, and I've just gotten to the point where the whole thing is kind of stupid anyhow. And if that's what gets guys through, and there are a lot of medical issues or a lot of medical, just benefits to CBDs and all the things that are going on right now, that I think the NFL just needs to lighten its stance and just say, hey, you know what, we move forward.
What's the likeliness that you have enough faith in the Players Association to be able to get this to completion and have it be in any kind of timely manner, though?
I think I know the Players Association is all for it.
Yeah.
I know the Players Association has approached the NFL many times. It's the NFL that's just like, we don't want to, I think there's so much kind of old school information about gateway drug and this, that, the other. And I think it just becomes
the gateway drug.
Right. You just get to the point, right? You just get to the point where you're like, hey, guys, it's probably a lot less damaging than alcohol. Mm-hmm. You know what? And let's kind of move forward and figure this thing out. And there are some legitimate benefits. Obviously, you know, I've done some things with the folks that have created Charlotte's Web. And some of the benefits they've had with seizures and some of the other things, and the science behind it is fairly overwhelming. So I just think it's time to actually educate ourselves and move forward. And again, I'm not a smoker. I just never have been and never will be. But I just think there's a lot of benefits there that they need to explore, and they need to do it legitimately, as opposed to looking at it like, oh, some stigma that's going to make us, you know, tarnish the view of the NFL. You've done plenty to tarnish your own view, right? By ignoring concussions and ignoring head trauma and doing all that stuff. So, you know what, maybe this is a step in the right direction to cure some of the ails that people look at you as this big corporation that really doesn't care about its people.
Right.
Mark, you do a great job on TV and radio, obviously 3-time Super Bowl champ. And we know you got a busy time this week. We appreciate you dropping by. And have fun, man.
Fun is not is
no.
That's no fun is going to be easy for me.
Okay,
fun is easy.
Is it more fun doing this and not playing in a Super Bowl, or more fun this week when you're playing in a Super Bowl, even though you're working your balls off?
Probably. Well, you know, I don't go to a Super Bowl unless I'm going to win it.
Yeah.
Drop the mic.
Right. So, no, probably more fun winning a championship with the guys. But this is, like, this is great. This is fun. And
this hurts a lot less, too,
doesn't
it? Yeah,
it hurts a lot less. And at the end of the day, regardless of what I do, I walk away and there's no real consequences, you know? I mean, So there's not a game on the line right now. I can say something stupid,
yeah,
and it's off to Pluto, and I move on.
No ring, though. No. Just
no.
Ring?
I didn't bring any rings.
Do you never bring them, or do you sometimes?
Just think about it, Dave. There's a ton of criminals walking around,
no,
right?
You're gonna,
that are just
you're
waiting
see a lot
to take
of
rings off of people.
No, no. I just don't think about it. You know, it's just not part of my daily
I gotcha.
Attire.
Are you a ring in the
You guys
drawer?
Are all standing up now. You're like, you're just trying to dominate.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm the only guy.
Well, we know we've only got a couple
down.
Of seconds
we
here.
We want to see if we can make you piss your pants. Yeah.
Does anybody ever say Kenny Loggins when they
look at the time? Yes! All the time.
Right? Mark. Highway to the danger zone.
We got a picture
Thank
on the
you.
Wall of the studio with Kenny Loggins from 1973.
Right.
And this guy with a little bit longer hair. It's ridiculous.
Right. I love it. I love it.
Appreciate your time, brother.
Absolutely.
Good luck to you.
Mark. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. That is the one and only Mark Schlereth. I told you Radio Row is an absolute blast. And if